Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 2 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is God's Aim is Always Perfect. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he." Our text for today is Joshua 10:6-11. It reads, "And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua at the camp in Gilgal, saying, 'Do not relax your hand from your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites who dwell in the hill country are gathered against us.' So Joshua went from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said to Joshua, 'Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you.' So Joshua came upon them suddenly, having marched up all night from Gilgal, and the Lord threw them into a panic before Israel, who struck them with a great blow at Gibeon, and chased them by the way of the ascent at Beth Horon, and struck them as far as Azekah and Makkedah. And as they fled before Israel, while they were going down the ascent of Beth Horon, the Lord threw down large stones from the heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died because of hailstones than the sons of Israel killed with the sword." Under a pending threat from a coalition of nations, the Gibeonites send word to Joshua seeking help. They beg Joshua, "Come up to us quickly." Being a man of his word, Joshua comes to the defense of the Gibeonites. Scripture says that Joshua went up from Gilgal. This would literally be an uphill battle against a huge army of combined nations. Colin Peckham, in Exploring the Bible Commentary, shares the following insight. "They went up from Gilgal. The mighty coalition held the high ground with great advantage, and Joshua and his men had to ascend from around 240 meters below sea level to about 450 meters above sea level, around 700 meters in total, in the distance of about 15 miles. This was an arduous, demanding, and hazardous mountain to climb. Even though God had said that the victory was theirs, they did not use this assistance as an excuse for slackness. There was self-sacrificing effort. Divine help does not exclude human exertion. They set off immediately and climbed through the night." As Peckham demonstrates, faith and works go hand in hand. Our faith in God is put into action when we obey Him wholeheartedly. And just as the Israelites discovered, when we step out in bold belief with faithful actions, God steps in with His miracle-working power. There are two significant miracles found in today's verses, both revolving around what God threw at the Canaanites. First, the Lord threw them into a panic before Israel. And second, the Lord threw down large stones from heaven on them. God killed a multitude of Canaanites by hitting them with hailstones as they were on the run in a panic. He killed more Canaanites with his heavenly aim than the Israelites had killed on the field with their swords. In case we had any doubt before, these verses make clear that God's mighty throwing arm never misses. This encounter reminds me of what the great golfer Lee Trevino once said about God's aim. "If you are caught on a golf course during a storm and are afraid of lightning, hold up a one iron. Not even God can hit a one iron." I know Trevino was joking, but he got it completely wrong. God has perfect aim. I know the battle isn't over yet, but let's go ahead and talk about how God is turning the sinful pride of these kings against them. They came out against Gibeon, five cities united against one. They thought their combined military prowess could be the end of Gibeon, and then they could face Israel alone. But, as Colin Peckham mentioned in yesterday's devotion, the five kings actually put themselves in a weaker position by leaving their fortified cities. God is going to take advantage of the fact that several of the Canaanite peoples are gathered together. Instead of Israel having to fight them one by one, they will all be taken care of in one battle. This ties back into the bigger picture of God's promise to give Israel the land. Through this, we should be reassured that God keeps his word, that his will cannot be thwarted. And even when the enemy seems to have an advantage, 5 kings against 1 city, God is always stronger. Consider these questions. In what ways have you witnessed the perfect aim of God in your life? What does God's perfect nature have to do with his aim and his results? How does focusing on his nature increase your faith? Consider the balance of God's saving work and your own responsibility to do good works set out in Ephesians 2:8-10. How do you balance trusting God to carry out his promised plans for victory in your life with your own responsibility to work toward that victory? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your strong arm and your perfect aim. Teach us how to have faith that you never miss. And Lord, thank you for allowing us to participate in the work that you are doing. In Christ's name, amen.